All right, good singing all the way around. I've always enjoyed the good songs of Zion and these young men and young ladies that are singing them. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of 2 Timothy. We're on. All right, there you go. That's good. I must have left it on this morning. I don't remember turning it on. Doesn't matter. I understand. I messed up with September and October. There's 2 months I'm not good at. Sometimes I get the days of the week it's messed up, and so a couple of months ain't going to matter one way or the other. 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there in the chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we thank you for the good singing that we've had and enjoyed tonight. I pray your blessings now upon every young man, young lady, every boy and girl, man and woman. We pray that now and praise you for saving Madeline. We're looking forward to others in days to come being saved as well. And we want to say thank you in advance for doing what only you can do, and that's snatching people as a brand from the burning, saving their soul and putting them on the solid rock. Now bless this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on the right foundation. Now, you know, in the Bible, you'll find there's at least two of them, but only one of them's going to be right. And I'll tell you, the right foundation is on solid rock, buddy. Make no mistake about it. You'll find out whenever Goliath came out there to defy Israel, that little boy, that shepherd boy that picked up 5 smooth stones, he didn't sling a spit wad at old Goliath, buddy. It was solid rock that knocked him down. I like to say that when you look at it tonight, that you're either on sinking sand, and when the storms are coming, it's going to wash out your foundation, or either you're on the solid rock. And it don't matter how many storms come, how much rain descends, how much is beat upon it, you'll have a solid house because you're on a solid foundation. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson that's here, you're going to find out that I've watched a lot of people in the last 50 years. I've seen them come and go and rise and fall and start out and fizzle out. And let me tell you, I've seen some professions without fame. I've seen some of them, you know, that busy got about their business and religion and this and that. But then you'll find that every now and again there's somebody that's washed by the blood, born into the family of God. You can tell by the way they look, by the way they sound, about where they go and what they're doing, that they're a child of the King. You know, I've literally had people up and down the road of life, and I'd ask them and say, "You going to church anywhere?" "Yes, I do. I go over to church over here." And then name whatever church that it would be. "Well, are you saved? Are you a Christian?" I'd ask them follow up with something like that. "Well, you know, I don't get to go to church as often as I want to." I say, "How much are you wanting to?" See? And most of the time, they don't really know. I got to say to you that, if you will, please, is that you're going to deal with people up and down the road that are like that. You know, the Bible said in Galatians 6 and about verse 3 that if a man thinks himself to be something when he's nothing. You know that crowd over in the book of Matthew, he said, "Not everybody that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Remember that? And then he said, "For many are going to go out and talk about doing wonderful works, so forth and on, casting out devils in his name. Then will I confess unto them, depart from me, you're a worker of iniquity, I never knew you." I've got to tell you right now is, I know the Lord tonight, and I'm glad the Lord knows me. I hope you say that as well. I hope you do. And make no mistake about it, some of us have been in this thing a long time. I was talking about, you know, every now and again I run upon somebody and say, "Listen, why are you going to church there for?" Preacher came by and visited me when I was in the hospital. "Oh, well, is he a very good preacher?" "Well, not really, but he's good whenever I was in the hospital." And I don't know about you, but when I'm in the hospital, I want a good preacher to come visit with me. And whenever I get out of the hospital, I want a good church that I can go and hear the preaching of the word of the Lord. And make no mistake about it, I'm not going to be won by a few gadgets and gimmicks and games and this and that and up and down the road of life. I want to tell you the reason why that I'm here tonight, the reason why you're here tonight, is because we're on the right foundation. Do you realize that, oh, the world's lost, undone, without hope, without God, going to a devil's hell, not because of the fact God doesn't love them, but because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved? I was thinking about, you know, whenever you look into the Bible lesson here this evening, you're going to find out that if you're founded upon the rock, and by the way, there's only one foundation that God's going to accept. Look over there in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3. I'll give you a moment to find it. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3. And look what he says in verse number 10 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Now, according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation and another builded thereon, but let every man take heed how he builded thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Do you know the only foundation that will carry you to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ? He's the rock of salvation. He is our stone of stumbling, the rock of offense to them that believe not. But thanks be unto God for the unspeakable gift and the grace of God that puts you and I upon the foundation, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This Bible said over in the book of Acts in chapter number 4, it's about verse number 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we must be saved. Now, do you know the only name that God will recognize for salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. Do you know over in Romans chapter number 1, about verse number 16, whenever Paul the Apostle said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first. You ever notice that at these universities and all these big Columbia University and all these other gigantic, and they're standing in there about annihilating Israel. That's the apple of God's eye, by the way. And they're talking about, you know, freeing those Palestinians. What happens? That bunch standing out there that rejects Israel as the people of God, what they are is that they're Ishmaelites, and they believe the Muslim religion, and they believe in Allah. Now listen to this. There's not salvation in any other name except the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible said when Paul the Apostle said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, it's the power of God's salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek. Now you and I are sitting here tonight, we're not Jews except by heart, by circumcision in our heart. But I'll tell you what we are, is that whenever he said to the Jew first and then to the Greek, that encompasses all the rest of the world. I don't care where you go and I don't care who you're with. Salvation's not in any other name except the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you better grab hold of that, close to the coming of the Lord. I never dreamed whenever I was a kid growing up. I never dreamed when I was sitting there like I was in a Nazi prison camp looking out the window of the schoolhouse. And I don't know, I must have been around 5 or 6 years old, 6 or 7, I don't know. I remember I got excited that morning whenever they told me I was going to get out of the first grade. I was so excited, my hand was shaking, I cut myself shaving. I'd been there a while. Come to find out, they just didn't want me and my daddy in the same room together. So I'm glad he finally, no, I'm just, that's a lie. I'm just kidding about that, kind of. I didn't, used to sit there a whole lot, though. I was learning to sit still traps, you know, catch coons, minks, stuff like that. And I thought, man, my, what a wonderful life this is going to be. I wonder if they got a degree in this. Well, they didn't. They didn't have one. But I used to sit there and look at an oak tree out the window, and it had a hollow in the bottom, and I thought, I wonder how many coons live in that. I could set me a trap right there at the mouth of that where that goes in and out. I can bet you I'd have me a nice, pretty good fat coon by morning time. And so as a result, you're saying, what was the class doing? I don't know, but I was having a good mental time. I'm afraid, if we're not careful, that sometime we're demanding too much for people instead of the practical side of lying. By the way, don't practice that if you're doing stuff, you know, at home or in school or whatever you're doing. You know, try to pay attention. Don't be a fool. Stay in school. You've heard that somewhere. Probably some professor in school brought that out. I want to say to you that if you will, real quickly, that if you will, there's only one person in this world, ever has been, ever will be, that can snatch you as a brand from the burning, set your feet on the solid rock, save your soul, and establish your going for Christ Jesus. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you right now, when you're on him, you're on sure footing. And let me say to you, the reason being is that he won't change it up. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He'll be the same tomorrow and forever. I can promise you right now, he is the one that is stormproof and through the troublesome times. Now, you're here tonight, and you're probably, the devil's not bothering you too much. But there are times he bothers you much worse than at other times. You ever notice that? You know the reason why he's not bothering you right now, and I know the average Baptist will say, because you're walking with him. I'm not trying to set you up like the devil would, but the devil's trying to set you up. And the reason why he's not bringing out all he can right now is he's like Judas Iscariot was operating by, waiting for a more convenient day to where he doesn't look so bad whenever he does spring it on you. I got to tell you, you ought to look right, walk right, talk right, spit right, and all that business there, and know in whom you have believed, and be persuaded that he's able to keep that which you've committed unto him against that day. I don't know about you, but the Bible says that everybody who names the name of Christ ought to depart from iniquity, and people ought to be able to tell you. They ought to be able to look at you. They ought to be able to tell it. They ought to be able to smell it. They ought to be able to know who you are and that you're a child of the King. I was thinking about in this lesson that you're looking at, the Bible said over in the book of James chapter 1, be ye doers of the word. That's the mark of Christianity. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And he talked about the Bible being a mirror, being like a looking glass. And let me tell you right now, is that he said that if you're not careful, you'll look into it like it was a glass, like a mirror, if you will, please. And you'll go away and forget what manner of person you were. But he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty and does more than just look at it, but becomes a doer of the word, not be a forgetful hearer. I want to say to you, it'll change your heart and it'll change your life, and others will be able to see Jesus in you. Now, there's a difference in closing tonight. There is a vast difference between being a Christian and just acting like you are. It's not an acting class. I've seen a few people in school. They were actors, you know, and actresses, and you know, that's basically my dad-in-law. Years ago, I can remember one of the things, whenever I'm sitting in, like, watching TV, Gunsmoke, or one of those famous old shows that I like. I like a little bit of Wells Fargo, but I like all them Gunsmokes, but I've seen them 100 times apiece, and that's mainly what I watch. And a little bit of every now and again of news to find out somebody else is shooting at the president, or the former president, I should say. You ever notice they're not ever shooting at Biden and Harris? You know what? They're the best friend the enemy's got. That's the damn ain't no threat to them. They're helping destroy America all by themselves. And I don't want to get into political ring or nothing like that, but I guess I already have. So isn't that Walsh fella, isn't that the most goofball-looking, acting person you ever seen in your life? I just wanted to spit that out because it was hurting me deep down in my chest. Isn't that something? I mean, you know what I don't like about them? They're trying to put Brother Crump out of business. He's not going to be working on electric cars, are you? I went by up there at Walmart the other day, and you know, you seen them little old hoopies they got out front. I don't know what you call them, but they've got that, and they're electric. And I asked the lady that was there, I was scared to get too close to her because she had some kind of red, white, scaly looking all the way around her head, down her arms. I don't want to make fun of the lady because I got to thinking, well, I hope that's not contagious, just talking. And so I said, what does it look like? And she raised it up, and my word, I mean, it's wall-to-wall batteries under there. I'm guessing they probably cost a pretty penny when one of them goes out. I want to say to you that, if you will, the world that we're living in has gotten so far away from God, I'm afraid he's fixing to give us what we've been asking for. I'm hoping he'll have grace, and I'm hoping he'll have mercy and give us a little bit more time. But there's a lot of difference between being a Christian and just acting like one. I was going to tell you about my daddy-in-law. He'd sit there like this sometime and watch a little bit. You know, here's Matt Dillon. And he's always not the fastest draw, but he's the best shot. You ever notice? It's always boom, boom. He always gets it off. You watch that sometime. And he's not the fastest draw, but my dad-in-law used to look at that and said, huh, I can't believe they're just play-acting and making money. Well, that's the way the average Baptist is if they're not careful. And the difference is our director is going to know the difference. I got to say to you as I'm done here tonight is that you ought to give your heart and your soul, you ought to trust and receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your soul tonight if you're not saved. Whether you're a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, listen, if God's been knocking on your heart's door, why don't you just go ahead and say, yes, Lord, come on in. I need you. I need you more than I ever dreamed I did. And I need you to be my Lord and my Savior. What a good thing that'd be to be able to come to the house of God and leave just like that. And while you were on a shaky foundation, you can leave on a solid foundation, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us even while we've been unlovable. I pray your blessings now upon, Lord, this baptismal service tonight. Lord, how we rejoice in seeing Madeline come forward, having received the Lord Jesus in the free pardon of sin. Now I pray your blessings upon this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray.